You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Sarah, and this is Unnecessary Intervention, the show where each week I pick a different topic to discuss. Oops, sorry. And match music that I associate with it. This is the last episode of the semester. How sad. Before we get into today's episode, like always, let's listen to a quick PSA.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
That's a quick reminder, because I know it's final seasons. But also, hey, Canvas is down, so get in some extra sleep. Not sure what we're doing with finals now, but make sure you're sleeping well and getting some rest and taking time for yourself during this stressful time. This is the 77th episode of Unnecessary Intervention. You would know that already if you followed the Instagram at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention. And you would also know what today's topic is, which is Miss Pootie Pie. Miss Poot, Miss Scarlet, however you want to call her. This is my roommate's cat. You can look at pictures on the Instagram. I posted today's show as a picture of her. I also posted on the story with a bunch of pictures of her. She is the sweetest thing known to mankind. I love her so much, and I'm transferring apartments or switching apartments. So sadly, I will not be living with her next semester, and I just love her. She's so cute. We called her Poot, like Poot Lovato. Her real name is Scarlet. But she's the sweetest little thing. She's a little black cat with bright green eyes. She's crazy. She has so much spunk and sass in her, and she's a little evil, but she's also so sweet and warm and nice and cuddles with you. I wanted to do my last episode about her because I'm going to be sad to not live with her and not be woken up by her sleeping right on my chest, in my face, not being able to breathe. So without further ado, my songs that I picked were all cat themed, so I think pretty much all of them are cat adjacent. Oh, there is one song which it's in a different language, so I will not try to pronounce it because I literally can't even read it, but I thought this, it sounded nice. So if you want to know the song, I'll post it on my Instagram maybe, which, again, plugging the Instagram, wmuc.unnecessary.intervention. If you want to listen next semester, I'll be posting probably closer to August when the new date and time for the show will be. So make sure to check that out. Anyway, first three kind of sad songs, actually. The first, like, half of the show's, not half, first couple songs are sad, and then it gets a little more upbeat. So the first song is going to be My Little Kitty by Pete Seeger, followed by Metal Heart by Cat Power, followed by I Think You're Really Beautiful by Starry Cat. All sad songs, I apologize. But the first one I really liked, and it inspired today's episode, so I hope you enjoy too. Without further ado, My Little Kitty, Pete Seeger. Enjoy. Love you guys.
I'm going away, my little kitty. I'm going away. I'm going away, my little kitty, and go far, far away. I'm coming back, my little kitty. I'm coming back. I'm coming back, my little kitty. I'm coming back someday. I'm going away, my little kitty. I'm going away. I'm going away, my little kitty. I'm going far, far away.
Thank you.
Phew. Sorry, you guys. I know that was a major bummer. Next up, we've got the song that I cannot pronounce, followed by Cats by Mitski. So I hope you guys enjoy.
To you if you choose to go in.
You just finished listening to Cats by Mitski. Weren't those two so nice? Next up, we are getting up. No more sad music. Sorry, I just had to sit in the sadness for a second. Next up, we've got Stray Cat Strut by Stray Cats, followed by The Love Cats by The Cure, followed by Virtue the Cat Explains Her Departure by The Weaker Thans. I hope you enjoy. Also, this is like world record, not world record, personal record for unnecessary intervention with amount of songs. I have like 20 songs on this playlist because a lot of them are old, so they're like a minute long. But I hope you're enjoying. Once again, the theme is cat because I'm saying goodbye to my roommate's cat because I'm moving apartments. Okay, yeah, enjoy. Stray Cat Strut coming at ya.
With my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
please cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova.
Hey, better not sign.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
Songs we know
into the sea,
you and me, all you. It had something to do with the rain leaching loamy dirt and the way the back lane came alive. Half moon whispered go. For a while I heard you missing steps in the street and your anger pleading in an uncertain key, singing the sound that you found for me. When the winter took the tips of my ears, found this noisy home full of pigeons and places to hide. I emerge to watch abandoned machines waiting for their men to return. I remember the way I would wait for you to arrive with kibble and a bottle. Scratch the empties, desperate to hear. You make the sound that you found for me. After scrapping with the ferals and the tabby, brush my matted fur. How I'd knead into your chest while you were sleeping. Shallow breathing made me purr.
You just finished listening to Virtue. I said that wrong. Virtute the Cat Explains Her Departure, I think, by The Weaker Thens. Next up, we've got Phenomenal Cat by The Kinks, followed by Cat in the Window by The Turtles, followed by Like a Cat by Cyndi Lauper. Once again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Unnecessary Intervention on WMUC FM College Park. Glad to have you here, and keep listening.
There's a cat in the window, and he's watching all the birds go passing by. He'd love to fly out the window, go where the wind goes, and so would I. Like that cat in the window who keeps wishing for some wings to take a ride. I'd love to glide to a rainbow, off where the clouds go dancing by. And if I could fly, you wouldn't find me hanging around, watching the birds go by. Yes, the cat in the window has a tear in his eye. Should leave today. Oh,
That was Like a Cat by Sydney Lauper. Before that was Cat in the Window by the Turtles, and before that was Phenomenal Cat by the Kinks. Next up, we've got Tom Cat by the Rooftop Singers, followed by Leave My Kitten Alone by Little Willie John, followed by The Alley Cat Song by Peggy Lee. Enjoy.
I got an old Tom Cat, and when he steps out, all the other cats in the neighborhood, they begin to shout.
There goes a ring-tailed Tom, strutting round the town. And if you got your heat turned up, you better turn your damper down. Ring-tailed Tom is a stuff. He's a boss around. Set footin' around. Ring-tailed Tom on the fence,
dog, you better leave her alone. Don't you know?
Once again, that was the Alley Cat song by Peggy Lee. Next up, we've got Mean-Eyed Cat by Johnny Cash, followed by Walking My Cat Named Dog by Norma Tanega, followed by Velvet Kitty Cat by Prince. Hope you guys are enjoying. Keep listening.
I gave my woman half my money at the general store. I setting out five little groceries and don't spend no more. But she paid $10 for a 10-cent hat and bought some store-bought cat food for that mean-eyed cat. When I woke up this morning and I turned my head, there wasn't a cotton-picking thing on her side of the bed. I found a little old note where her head belonged. It said, "Dear John, honey, baby, I'm long gone." When I heard a whistle blowing and the big wheels were turning, I was scared as I could be. I put on my overalls and I headed to town, gonna bring her back with me. I asked the man down at the station if he'd seen her there. I told him all about her pretty eyes and long blonde hair. He spit his tobacco, said, "I'll beat that blame. I believe I did see her leaving on the eastbound train. I bought a round-trip ticket on the eastbound train. I was broke as I could be. But when I come back, I gotta buy another ticket. Gonna bring her back with me." Well, I got off the train somewhere in Arkansas, and I worked up the guts to call my mother-in-law. She said, "I'll tell you where she is if you act right. She's working 4 to 12 at Trucker's World tonight." Well, when I walked in, she saw me, and she took off her apron, and she grabbed her going-home hat. She bought a ticket with her tips. Now we're curled up on a sofa, me and her and that mean-eyed cat.
That was Velvet Kitty Cat by Prince. Before we get to our last song of the night, I wanted to say thank you guys so much for listening. And if you've been listening this whole semester, thank you again. Or if you haven't, make sure to tune in for next semester. Follow the Instagram at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention and you'll know when the next showtime will be. But yeah, I wanted to say thank you for listening and keeping with me, even if you didn't enjoy the music this semester. I'm very excited to keep continuing this show. And make sure to check out my other show with Izzy De La Santa, Tete a Tete, on digital. We'll probably be on digital next semester as well. But if you want to check out that show, you can follow the Instagram at TETE_A_TETE.WMUC. It's fun stuff over there. We do talk show stuff, not music-based. Sometimes music-based, but not always. But yeah, thanks for giving me the opportunity to do this, and thanks for listening. I love you guys so much. Keep working through final seasons. I know it's tough right now, but you guys got this, and who knows, maybe we won't even have to do them because of the way Canvas has been acting. Maybe we'll go retro and do all on paper. That would be kind of cool. Or maybe not cool for a lot of people, but I like writing on paper, so it's fun for me. Anyway, have a great summer. I love you guys, and I'll catch you next semester. Here's Black Cat by Broadcast. Enjoy.
Burning on.
are now listening to WMUC FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. Oh, wait, let me turn your mic up. This is the very last episode of Pero Like for this semester. So we're gonna try and end on a bang. And like announced, huh?
Am I this one?
Mic two.
Is that this?
No, I can't hear you actually. And like announced, I have a very special guest. Griffin.
Hello. Is this working?
Wait, hold on. Six.
Hello.
I can't hear you. Wait, let me hold on. Say something.
Hello.
Go again.
Hello.
Wait.
Hello.
What the heck? I just
hello.
Say something again.
Hello. Wait, let me try the other one.
Oh, wait, no, I can hear you now. Say it again.
Hello.
Oh, wait, no, I think it's when you get closer to this mic.
Hello?
Oh, no, yeah, that one works.
Hello.
Wait, I don't know if that's mic three or mic two. Say something again.
Hello?
Okay, now it's mic three. Okay, perfect, we're back. All right, yes, so Griffin...